Homeschooling is an epic investment of your time, energy, and on days, your sanity. Our goal is to come alongside you with weekly encouragement and practical help so you can homeschool boldly. Hello, my bold friends, and welcome to the Homeschool Boldly podcast, brought to you by Homeschooling Today magazine, the magazine that leaves you feeling good, not guilty. I recently interviewed Pat Murray, the founder of CTC Math. I really enjoyed talking to him about his perspective on math, and I think you're going to be encouraged by what he shared. Here's an excerpt from our conversation. So you would encourage parents, because I think there is pressure and we do often feel this need to keep pushing our children along if they've got something mostly, or maybe they get it some of the time. Well, we need to keep pushing on through this curriculum or whatever it is we're working with them in. And so what ends up happening is now you're pushing them down the road and they lose the confidence because it's always a struggle. So I really like what you said, that the mastery approach, you're building confidence because they're confident that they can do and complete that topic before they move on to the next one. And you're building on that foundation. So how crucial is that for our kids? If we can take a deep breath, because it doesn't really matter, does it, when that happens, so long as it happens, because you're building on those basics and that foundation. And every child is going to do that at a different time. We're all different in the way that we learn and process. And I'm sure you saw that when you were tutoring.
Yeah. And I guess that's why I like these sort of, you know, opportunities to talk, because often you won't hear this. You won't, you'll understand that, okay, your child is 10 years older, so they should be up to here, right? But every child's different. Every situation is different. I've seen that. Well, they're all different. Even as a parent, to take that pressure away from you, I know it's difficult. We've got 10 children ourselves. And some of them are really good at math, and one of them's a math teacher herself, and others weren't so good, right? So, and that's just the way, you know, life is, and different kids, their skills or their abilities are in different things. But you're right, you want to get as confident as the kids can be in any subject they're doing. But math, if you think about it, when you first started with your kids in math, they probably would have been confident because they didn't have any bad experiences, and they probably would have enjoyed it and got certainly the basics. But sometimes if they're not so confident now, it probably just means at some stage along the line, they've missed something and they keep on getting it wrong. And they probably haven't had it explained to them well enough or in a way that they can understand it. And then they've had a bad experience. And then later down the track, they've got to do that again the next year, possibly that sort of thing. They didn't get it the year before. The next year is a little bit harder. And unless you go back and fix it up, then that's where that confidence can erode and then get to a stage where they convince themselves that they're no good at math. And that's a difficult one because, I've had parents say, oh, well, it's no surprise you're no good at math because I'm no good at math. And as a parent, if you say that, don't say that. Just sort of think, yeah, you just might say, oh, math is sometimes a bit of the struggle, but this is how we can get it fixed. And so if you take that approach, that, okay, this is how we can help you get it fixed and you become more confident, and there are ways, then I think that's a much better approach than just saying, oh, yeah, don't worry about it. I was no good at math as well. So
yeah, that just creates a mental block, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does.
And I was going to ask you, for the parent out there who is struggling and maybe they've realized, I think I have pushed my child too much, or I don't know where the gap is, but I feel like there's a gap. What would your suggestion be for them to help their struggling student?
Okay. Well, if you recognize gaps, and as a parent, you probably know that straight away that, yeah, there are some gaps. Some diagnostic testing, if you can get some diagnostic testing done, and they can be fairly simple sort of things, and that'll pinpoint where there might be some problems. So you might find, oh, they haven't understood fractions very well, or as an example, say, okay, well, we might be up to grade 7 in fractions, but they're not anywhere near that level. Let's just go back for a bit. And you might just spend a couple of weeks, you know, forget about the rest of the math at that stage. Just say, okay, well, let's just knock this over. Let's focus on this for a couple of weeks. And so go back And because there will be a stage where they will have got fractions, okay? So they will, you know, they will understand the fractions at one point, but somewhere along the line, they've lost or they haven't sort of connected one concept to another. So if you go back and fix that, not only obviously will you have fixed a problem, but the confidence that your child will have because you have fixed it, and then they can actually see as well, oh, wow, we can actually fix things that have been a problem, and then they're a problem for a time, but now they're no longer a problem because we went back and fixed it. So even that experience of going back and fixing a particular thing by concentrating on it works wonders for your child's confidence and ability in themselves. So I think if you're a parent and you've found that your child has a few gaps, I think that's probably the best way to address it. And again, don't feel under pressure that, oh, by going back a bit, then I'm sort of going to get a bit behind. You got plenty of time to catch up. I always find that over the years, you have plenty of time to catch up. And as I said, so many parents I've spoken to have said, oh yeah, my child struggled, but bang, then we all of a sudden it clicked. We did about 2 or 3 years of math work, that progress in 1 year, in 12 months. And that's not unusual. So look, yeah, just take the pressure off yourself. Don't worry if you think your child's, you know, falling behind. Go back, sort of fix those areas. And I think it makes life a whole lot easier for your child and for you as a parent as well.
That's really encouraging. And us homeschoolers, we really have the opportunity to go at our child's pace. And that's one thing I love about CTC Math is that it's customizable and it's flexible. So parents can use the program based on where their child is at and what their child needs. Thank you for listening today. I hope that was a blessing to you. To listen to the full interview, please be sure to check the show notes. Now go and homeschool boldly, and remember, you've got this because he's got you. This podcast is brought to you by Homeschooling Today magazine. Homeschooling Today is a quarterly magazine created by real people with a passion for honesty and encouragement. You won't find articles telling you everything you're not doing. Instead, you'll find homeschooling parents who have walked where you are or are currently on the path and want to help you succeed. We want to invite you to subscribe today and join the growing movement of parents who are setting aside comparisons, taking control of their children's education, choosing courage over fear, letting God lead, and homeschooling boldly. Visit homeschoolingtoday.com to learn more.